Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
Well, it's a very good morning to you and welcome to the Early Breakfast Show on 702 and on Cape Talk. If you'd love to join the conversation, you can give us a call on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line on 072-702-1702. The Democratic Alliance has lodged a formal complaint with the Public Protector alleging President Cyril Ramaphosa and the African National Congress is manipulating public resources for the 2024 election campaign. Now, new evidence obtained by the DA reveals a leaked recording from an ANC National Executive Committee meeting, an NEC meeting, where top officials, including President Cyril Ramaphosa, instruct senior public officers to divert taxpayer funds to boost the ANC's electoral chances. And this strategy involves using state funds for PR campaigns and media advertisements to promote the ANC-led projects alongside a directive to address service delivery failures, just a couple of days before the ANC's campaign visit, and creating a false impression of governance success. We chat this morning to Mbali Mveni, a political scientist and lecturer at the University of Walter Sisulu. Mbali, a very good morning to you. A very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk and 702.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Zain. Good morning to you and the listeners at home.
Mbasa, this obviously, you know, we expected a couple of big sort of apples to drop just before the election, and this is one of them. What's your analysis of the ANC's approach to the upcoming 2024 elections, considering these allegations of manipulating public resources for their campaign?
Well, thank you for that. Well, firstly, from my view, the ANC has really been slow on its election campaign in terms of how we've seen the ANC campaign in previous national elections. That would be, of course, 2019. As we've seen, other political parties have already started their postering campaign. We always have a posters race in South African elections, and you can see that oppositions have already started postering up in our cities and towns, but we haven't seen the ANC postering up. And we've also been aware that the ANC has been struggling financially, as we saw with the Izuluni episode. We also saw during the period when the ANC was unable to pay its staff salaries. As a result, one can see that the ANC is really quite slow in terms of kicking off its election campaign, and has for the most part depended on or relied heavily on what the South African government has done in the 30 years since democracy, as opposed to what the ANC has achieved through its manifestos and its policies that it drives through the South African government.
Mbasa, you've actually alerted me, and I've just asked the team whether they've actually seen an ANC poster, and none of us have seen an ANC poster in the Western Cape. Chatting this morning to Mbasa Mveneni, who's a political scientist and lecturer at the University of Walter Sisulu. How significant is this revelation by the DA in the context of South African politics, and what implications does it have for the ANC's credibility and electoral prospects? Because certainly this must be a bit of a blow.
Okay, so on that point, number one, I must admit that I have not been able to access this so-called voice note where this was being said by the president and the top brass of the ANC. But what we see the DA alleging is a practicality of our system of proportional representation. It is also a practicality of the ANC's policy of cadre deployment. So we then see that a lot of our senior public officers and our senior civil servants would be positions that are occupied by people who are in the leadership structures of the ANC. For instance, a provincial chairperson would become a provincial premier, and they would elect a team of MECs who would also be drawn from the party's provincial leadership structure. And so what this simply alerts us to is the dangers that are presented by the policy of cadre deployment that is advanced and is defended by the ruling African National Congress. This also sheds light on the ongoing theme or pattern in South Africa of endemic corruption that involves senior public officials, which has been clearly highlighted in, for instance, numerous books, numerous articles, as well as the recent State Capture Commission report, which clearly showed that there is a high level of corruption that is happening within our state-owned enterprises and the public sector. And so this would, of course, create a kind of reluctance from some potential ANC voters to maybe reconsider where or who they give their vote to come election day.
Chatting this morning to Imbasa Mvaneni, and we're chatting about the new evidence obtained by the DA as it reveals a leaked recording from the ANC's National Executive Committee meeting where top officials, including President Cyril Ramaphosa, instruct senior or allegedly instruct senior police public officers to divert taxpayer funds to boost the ANC's electoral chances. Given the sort of a gravity of these accusations against the ANC, Imbasa, how might this controversy impact voter perceptions of the ANC and influence support for the opposition parties like the DA and others?
Okay, so, well, in South African politics, corruption related to the governing party or the ANC is not a new phenomenon. Like I just said earlier, we've heard stories of corruption related to senior public officials in the ANC starting as early as 1999 with the arms deal, if we may remember. We also saw, for instance, episodes such as Oilgate. We also saw episodes such as the 38.5 billion tender that was awarded by Eskom to a company called Hitachi Power Africa, wherein an ANC investment arm holds 25% ownership. And so this is not really a new phenomenon in South Africa. It has quite been argued and been reported and written about numerous times. But I believe that since the 2009 elections, we have seen a slow decline in the ANC's support base or electoral support. And I believe that in the same way that the polls suggest, the ANC in this election will also see a decline in its electoral support or in its percentage of the vote as a result of allegations such as this one and many other reports and many other forms of testimonials and evidence that have been presented to the public in the last 2 or 3 decades.
Chatting this morning to Mbasa Mvaneni, it's a political scientist and lecturer at the University of Walter Sisulu. And we're chatting about the latest scandal that has just come out, which is evidence obtained by the DA that reveals a leaked recording from an ANC National Executive Committee about public funds being used in order to sort of do PR work and get the sort of machine going for the ANC. Mbasa, having a look ahead at May the 29th elections, what are the key factors that voters should consider in the light of these revelations? Because I think, Mbasa, we'll be seeing a lot of this kind of revelation coming out the closer we get to elections.
Okay, so thank you for that. So what I think becomes problematic and what I think that voters should be aware of as we head to the election is that we shouldn't confuse programs of the government with programs of the governing party. For instance, the Nasisipani program is a program of the Gauteng provincial government and not a program of the ANC as a political organization, right? So another example is when, for instance, the state president, who's also the president of the ANC, will make promises to ANC members and ANC supporters. And those promises would be fulfilled through the South African government. We should really be aware of that and not conflate the ANC with the government, because the government is funded through our taxation. The government is publicly funded, whilst the ANC is funded by its members and its supporters or donors. And so we should be aware that the South African government has an obligation to the South African public and it works in the public interest. The ANC as an organization carries a partisan mandate and it works in the interest of its party. And so as South Africans, we must at all times be aware of what programs are provided by the government that are funded through our tax money and not view those programs as programs of the ANC, because the ANC is not using its funds to implement these programs. These programs are being implemented using our taxpayers' money, and therefore they are public programs that are aimed at public benefit. And we should always ask ourselves, who benefits from government programs? Do we benefit from government programs? Do young people, do women, do people living with disabilities, do people in rural areas, in townships, in formal settlements, do we benefit from government programs or do we not? Or how have we benefited from public goods and services and the quality of those public goods and services since the inception of democracy in 1994? And we should always decide how we vote or who we vote for based on our socio-economic realities or our socio-economic conditions.
Mbasa Mvaneni, thank you so much for your time this morning, political scientist and lecturer at the University of Walter Sisulu.